Blog Talk Radio.
Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless, new names in your call list. Thought I never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room. Baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time. Where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition, must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set to back you like a chorus. Chorus, alibi's just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit and look, this whole thing's televised.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught. For that jewelry maker was tossed. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. It's crazy. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Feeling happy Sunday is your boy Hollywood, and this is Hollywood and Friends. Thank you for tuning in. We're here every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. I go by the name of Hollywood. I'm usually here with my girl Judy Blue, but she's not here today, so we flying solo. But be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood, and follow our producer Stacy on Instagram at Hampton Blue Network. BLU, it's how you spell blue. It's Sunday, we here. What's today's date? Today is September 18th. We almost at the end of the year. 2022 is almost over. But first, we got a few more big things to get through, like Halloween. If you know me, you know Halloween is a big deal for me. Looking forward to this year. I know a lot of people are excited. I've been driving around random areas, and I'll see people have their houses already decorated with, some of them are elaborate. I'm like, yeah, this is the type of energy I'm talking about. This is the fuck I'm talking about. So, yeah, so that time of year, what I like to call it's the most wonderful time of the year. Not to be confused with Christmas, because Halloween is the most wonderful time of the year. But I digress. But, yeah, so we're at the end of September. Halloween is next. Then, you know, the rest of the holidays just fall after that, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all that. And then it's 2023, whatever that's going to bring. But we here. Once again, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to tell y'all what we're going to be talking about for today. And keep in mind, at any point throughout the show, if you want to comment on anything I'm discussing, you would just call up 646-716-8544 and press numero uno, and I'll bring you on, let you speak your mind. We chopping it up today about the Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid. Yeah, just L-I-L. Nah, the Little Mermaid teaser was released. We all knew Halle Bailey from the group Chloe and Halle was playing Ariel, and everybody is excited, right? So to see a teaser for it was just as exciting, but not for everybody. So we're going to talk about the people who, we're not going to focus on them too much, but there's a lot of people who going to be pulling their pubic hairs out when the Little Mermaid officially drops. What else we talking about? 50 Cent and Stars have parted ways. They had a good run. You know, 50 Cent has a lot of series that he produced over on Stars, Power being one of the biggest ones, and then all of the spinoffs of Power, Power Book, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, BMF even. He got a lot of shows over there, but he's been showing some distaste for the network for the past few months, and finally it's over. So what does that mean for the shows? We'll see. We're going to chop it up about it. Wendy Williams, we got an update on her. We've been seeing these bizarre videos of her pop up, random, you know, just out and about in New York and looking, some would say, not like her normal self. So a lot of people had questions, there's something up with her, yada, yada. We got an update on Wendy Williams. Also, Nicki Minaj and JT had a very interesting Instagram Live conversation where Nicki Minaj brought up an old diss record that JT did about Nicki back in the day. I don't know how long ago it was, but it was a long time ago. And they're cool now. Or are they cool? Because Nicki definitely brought this up, and a lot of people feel like it was a way of embarrassing JT, because she basically made JT recite the lyrics to this old diss record on Instagram Live and follow in front of all of their followers and fans. We got to talk about that. Also, The Woman King dropped this weekend. That is one of the most talked about movies for this weekend. It's supposed to break, not break box office records, but it's supposed to top the box office for this weekend. We're going to chop it up about that as well. Once again, 646-716-8544. That's the number you call if you want to chime in on anything I'm discussing. And bring you on. See what's up. Let's kick it off with The Woman King, because that's what I did this weekend. I went to see it. Hopefully you did too. But if not, you still have time to go see it. And it's based, it's a true story, based on true events, about a female warrior unit in West Africa, the Kingdom of Dahomey. It was during the 17th to 19th century, set in like the 1820s. And they were, normally when you hear like warriors and like, you know, things of that nature, is like normally like men, mostly men, the soldiers defending these kingdoms and stuff. And in this case, they were all women. They were the ones. I mean, the men were there too, but they were the top dogs to protect this kingdom. So stars Viola Davis and a few other familiar faces. I don't know their names, but you recognize them for sure from various movies. Some of them were in Black Panther even, I want to say. But Viola Davis leads it, and it was good. 2 hours and 10 minutes. It didn't feel that long, but I can't say I didn't doze off for like a second. I probably dozed off for like 5 minutes, but that has nothing to do with the movie. I just didn't get no sleep the night before. But overall, The Woman King was definitely a good movie. And it's been a while since we had a good movie in theaters. I don't know. I love movies. I go to the movies all the time. And it's been weeks where I'm checking the lineup of what's out. And it's like, damn, ain't nothing here. Like, what's going on? So it was good to finally get something. And it's historic in itself because it's an all-black female-led cast. So that in itself is epic, and it's good to see. Definitely good to see. And on top of that, it is set to gross $18 million the box office this weekend. So, yeah, if you're looking for something to watch, it's action. It's everything you will want in a movie like this. And it's inspiring. So definitely go check it out. You can help the box office exceed that $18 million even. I was low-key surprised that it wasn't that many people in my theater last night. And I was looking around like I was surprised because I know it was going to be top the box office, but I'm like, where the hell is everybody at? Like, I don't know. Something may have been going on around the area because this particular movie theater I go to, the parking lot is usually where you one of those where you got to circle a few times before you find a parking spot. And last night, I was able to right into a spot. So I'm like, what's going on? I ain't get the memo. What was happening out here in California? Everybody wasn't in this little plaza where the movie theater is. But nonetheless, that's what I did last night, and I suggest you guys check it out as well. The Woman King in theaters now. Let's move on. Let's talk about The Little Mermaid. Why not? Let's just get right into it. This is a big deal. It's been a big deal since it was first announced. You know, Disney, a lot of movie studios has been doing these lately where they'll do live action versions of our animated classics, right? They've done The Jungle Book. They've done The Lion King. It's been a lot. I was just reminded about our question of the day, and I completely forgot about it. We could make it next week, but I completely forgot about it. I'm just going on to what's hot in these blogs. I'm going to revisit it right after. All right, we'll move it. We'll move it to next week. We'll talk about question of the day next week. All right, back to Little Mermaid. So they do these live-action versions. They're typically pretty dope. You know, it's good to see how they're able to, like, make it, like, real life and using, like, humans and stuff and not just, like, animation. So it's always dope. So when they announced The Little Mermaid, it was like, okay, let's see how they're going to do this. And then the casting announcement came, right? And then it was like, oh, we're casting Halle Bailey. And it was like, oh, okay, I see what y'all doing. Okay. And people were upset even then. So you know the type of people I'm talking about. They were upset even then with the casting. The smoke settled on that, though, right? It's been like, it feels like forever since they first announced The Little Mermaid was being produced and shot. They finished shooting it like last year, and here it is, not even coming out until next year, 2023. So it's like, it's been a little while. So the smoke settled on the people feeling away about the casting, right? And now, teaser time. We're a few months out from the release. We got to get the people going. Disney released the teaser for Little Mermaid. It's our first look at Halle Bailey as Ariel. And excitement, for the most part, for a lot of people, super excited. And then you have the racist trolls who were not particularly happy about it. So much so that it's reported that the YouTube video of the teaser has more than like 1 point. What was it? How many dislikes? I forget. It was some wild amount, like 1.5 million or some wild amount of dislikes. And it's been the longest time that YouTube disabled people being able to see the dislikes on videos. If you go on your YouTube app right now and you look, you'll only see the likes. You won't see the dislikes. If for a while, I thought like, oh, surprisingly, like nobody dislikes this thing in general about any video I've been seeing the past few months. But then I was reminded that, oh, YouTube disabled for you to be able to see it. And I hear that it was to combat like group thinking and like trolls in general, because you know some people just like to do things to do it, and it's not even that I dislike this, but I'm gonna hit dislike just because I want to be a part of the mix, and that happens because people don't have a mind of their own, or they just want to, I don't know, just want to be down. So good on YouTube for disabling that. But there's apparently still a way for you to be able to see these dislikes. I heard there's some browser extension for like Google Chrome, some shit like that, where you can see the dislikes still. And that's how people discover how many dislikes this actually has. Not that it matter, because at the end of the day, these people are cowards for the most part. And it's like it's easy to just hit dislike. And these same people who hit this dislike is probably going to be in that theater watching this movie when it come out. And even if they're not, it's not going to hurt the box office. None. That's the thing about trolls. Like, y'all not really affecting nothing. Y'all just making unnecessary noise at the end of the day. So anyway, all of these dislikes on this video, and you got Facebook groups of people who are actually like against seeing The Little Mermaid. And you know, for the past couple of years, racists in this country have gotten a little more ballsy, gotten a little more bold in their actions. They were enabled by an administration, and it seemed like during that time they got a little more, you know, they felt they had somebody that had their back. We could say this, we could do this. So they became bolder, so much so that they're creating Facebook groups. And not even caring that some of them probably created fake pages to join this group, but a lot of them, this is their real page. I've seen when a girl post in blackface, all these other like hateful messages, and these are these people real pages, and it's like, oh, y'all just don't care, huh? Like, and I don't care to follow up on it, but I know there's a lot of people in the internet world that look forward to calling these people out. They'll go into their page details. They'll find their jobs. They'll find their families. They've gotten people fired from jobs for remarks they've made on social media. And you would think that would deter some of these people, but not so much. But these people are really feeling the way about a fictional animated character being played by a black woman. Let that sink in. A fictional animated character. Like, just forget all of the non-fictional, real-life humans that were played by people other than who they really are. We've seen it time and time again. Countless white actors and actresses that are playing real-life people that were anything but white. But I don't know, maybe it's because it's normal. It's, I don't know why they like feel like that's okay. But a fictional animated character shouldn't be played by someone other than. It's wild. It's ridiculous. And again, I feel actually this will probably make it do even better at the box office. If you haven't seen the trailer, definitely check it out, the teaser. There was a clip from the movie, an extended clip that leaked. Apparently there's screenings already for the movie in theaters, like probably, you know, like for the who's who's and whoever's a part of the movie, they're already doing screenings for it, and someone leaked the clip, and Holly is, man, oh man, she is killing it as Ariel. Killing it. I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of it. And just know Holly, after this movie dropped, Holly Bailey is known now, but her star is going to just catapult after The Little Mermaid dropped. That's how captivating I know it's going to be. Just from the little clip I seen, the way she's singing, like, it's like, okay. So, yeah, looking forward to it. It's coming out next May. And it's about to break some records. For sure. And the vibe is going to be, I feel, along the lines of when Black Panther first dropped. How everybody made it like an event. Like people were dressing up to go see Black Panther. And I feel like with this, The Little Mermaid is going to be a lot like that. All of the trolls and racist haters out there who feels a way about it, suck it up. Get ready to pull your pubic hairs out because you're going to just have to be mad. It is what it is. You can't stop what's already written. Y'all can't take this away from Holly no matter what. How y'all try. But y'all could get her mixed up with the other Holly, Holly Berry, which is a tongue twister in itself. I find myself saying that sometimes when I'm saying Holly Bailey, I'll say Holly Berry and vice versa. A lot of people was in Holly Berry's Twitter mentions calling her out, thinking that she was the one that's going to be playing Ariel in Little Mermaid. You see how dense and how dumb these people could be? Like, they were going in on Holly Berry, saying how, isn't she too old to be playing Ariel? Like, all this dumb shit. And it's like, who are y'all? Like, who raised y'all? So much so that Holly Berry had to respond to it on Twitter. And it's just like, yeah, Wilder, knock it off. Knock it off. That's it. Check out the trailer if you haven't seen it already. And again, Little Mermaid drops next year, May 2023. Let's move on. Let's talk about 50 Cent and Stars parting ways with the network. He had a great run. He produced some very popular series on the network, Power being one of them, and then Power Book, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, BMF. It's lit over there for these series that 50 Cent is a part of. But as I mentioned at the top of the show, he's been showing his dissatisfaction with the network for various reasons over the past few months. And he even mentioned once the contract is over, up, he's out. And he stuck to that word. The contract apparently is up, and 50 Cent is out. I don't know what this means for the series, but 50 Cent posted on Instagram a picture of a calendar with the date Saturday, September 17th circle, and it said 9/17/22, official day of really owning my content and deciding where and how I do it moving forward. Green Light Gang. And then he posted another video of this team celebrating, and he said, "This is my vibe right now. Stars deal done. We had nothing but success, so no hard feelings. I'm out. I'll let you know where we are going shortly." What do y'all think? What do y'all think he's going to take these series to? He has a lot of leverage, though, I feel, with whatever network he's going to. He has some good negotiating power because he can show, or everybody know how successful these shows have been. So wherever he's going, he'll definitely be able, I feel, to get what he wants and get more say on how it's going to be ran and stuff. I feel he'll be able to do that. I don't know. There's been times where series changed networks and didn't do as good. Hopefully that won't be the case here. And I guess it would just depend how soon the move happens. Because with a lot of the series I'm thinking about that switch networks, it was canceled and then were like off air for a while and then reappeared. So the momentum kind of died down and they weren't as successful on the other networks. So if he is able to broker this new deal quick and able to just like move, like, you know, without missing a beat, everybody who's into these series should roll over to the next network. And Stars might lose a lot of subscriptions behind it because I'm sure a lot of people subscribe to Stars specifically for Power. And now they'll be changing over to whatever other network he decides to move it to. So we'll look for that announcement soon. I'm sure they're at the boardroom tables right now negotiating what network he's going to bring it to. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes. I'm definitely one of them that watches. I haven't watched Power. My co-host Judy Blue always get on me about that. But I have been watching the Power Book series, the spinoffs of Power, and they are very, very good. I'm up to I'm in watching Raising Kanan right now. It's a good series for sure. So we'll see how this goes. Keep y'all updated on where 50 Cent takes his series, what network. Let's move on. Let's talk about Wendy Williams and what's going on with Wendy. Many of us have seen these videos of Wendy out and about, these bizarre videos of her like looking, I don't even know how to describe it, but she just doesn't look like herself. She at times looked disoriented, like she don't know what's what. And I don't know, it's something just ain't right. But it's being reported now from her reps that Wendy Williams has checked into a wellness facility. This is good news because it's like the last video I've seen, the caption was something like, Wendy don't know where her car is, and she was like walking to different cars, and none of them were hers, and she was just looking like, I don't know. It was giving like intoxicated vibes, but I can't say that she was intoxicated. It could be anything, but it was looking like that. And I don't know if this whole checking into a wellness facility happened after that video. I don't know when that video was actually recorded, but it's good to hear that she has checked in to a facility. Because even when I seen that video, I'm like, yo, why is she by herself? Like, who's her people? Like, at least one friend? You can't have at least one friend with you to make sure you're not out here looking crazy? Like, so the statement the reps released, it says she is taking some time to focus on her health and wellness as she prepares for a major comeback for the next level in her career with the Wendy Williams Experience podcast. Ms. Williams is being treated by a team of some of the best doctors in the world. We ask for your prayers and well wishes during this time. Let's go. Let's go. Hopefully, on the other side of this, she, you know, be back to her old self that everybody know and love. And a lot of people are looking forward to the Wendy Experience podcast, so it'll be good to see that ball rolling. And, yeah, so prayers up for Wendy Williams, and we'll keep y'all updated on how that's going as we hear more. Let's move on. Let's talk about Nicki Minaj and how she made JT of the City Girls recite an old diss song she did about Nicki on live on Instagram in front of millions of people. Yikes. It's the way I describe it. I was reading some comments about it, and people was like, it's like when you were in school and you were whispering to your friend and the teacher made you stand up and say it out loud what you were saying or what you passed to her or him, like, what is that? And then read it aloud in front of the whole class. It was definitely dumb type of vibes with this. And mind you, they seem to be cool right now. Despite the past and recent months, we've seen JT champion Nicki, and they post each other in their stories. Like, it seemed to be love, right? Nicki has this song, Super Freaky Girl, and she just released a remix featuring a few other female rappers, and JT is one of them. JT did her thing on the verse, by the way. So they jumped on live. Let's promote the song. Let's get the people going. And during that live, Nicki Minaj brings up this old freestyle that JT did back in the day where she was dissing Nicki. And I'm sure it caught JT like by surprise, like, okay. So JT's initially, matter of fact, I'm going to play it for you, and then we're going to chop it up about it. Let's play it.
When dislike is against me in the car, when you was in the car. How did that song go? Watch that song right now.
My guess song is saying, wait, what is it saying? Nicki can't rip no fucking beat. She ain't even from the streets. I was in my Jeep, my Lucy.
No, finish it. Keep it going.
Wait, I don't remember. I don't know. I said, Nicki can't even fucking street. Nicki ain't in a fucking. Nicki can't rip no fucking beat. She ain't even from the streets. I'ma drop you like a bag of groceries.
Bitch.
Some of the groceries we had, then you drop it at the door.
Mm-hmm.
With you in my delusional mind, in my Louis G, in my scammer days. I was just so mad. Like, I'm just so, I don't know why I was so mad.
So how much money, girl, how much money?
Like, bruh, as an artist who rap, I know what it's like to have old shit brought up or played or just even hearing stuff myself from way back. Like, imagine the very first rap I wrote type thing. And it's like, you grow. So to have somebody bring this old joint up that was like, we could all say it was like trash, right? Like, it's like, we young. And to have somebody bring this up and have you recite it on Instagram Live in front of millions of people, and you saying stuff like, I'm going to drop her like a bag of groceries, and it's like, what? So a lot of people feel like the goal was to embarrass her. Do y'all agree? I low-key feel like it was definitely embarrassing. Because why else? Why else? We're cool now. We're supposed to be cool. You're not about to be my friend and then in front of all these people having me recite this. Because you know why you're having her recite it. You know it wasn't good. Because if it was like some, like, if she really went in, I doubt it would have been like, how that joint went, it wouldn't have been that. If it was really like, you know, one of those. And I was just like, damn. If I was JT, I would have been like, look, I was like 12 years old. I ain't know how to even like put bars together, something. But a lot of people was feeling away. One person posted, they said, there's no way I would be sitting up there letting Nikki drop her nuts on my chin like that. That's crazy. A lot of people, I'm going to read some other responses about this. I'm about to pull it up right now. Because, yeah, it was definitely, like, embarrassing, to say the least. A lot of people were saying JT should have been just like, I don't remember. Like, I don't. Someone said, like a mother to her son. Someone said, this is real awkward. Someone said, not JT going along with it, too. Shake my head. This is cringe. Someone said, I would have ended the live, like, bye. Someone said, if remind that class what you said about me was a person. Someone said, this is a bit too much. She doesn't deserve to be treated this way. Someone said, she just sunned Shorty on live. Someone called Nikki a Sagittarius. Someone said, JT holding an embarrassing L. Someone else said, me personally, I wouldn't take that level of disrespect. And, I mean, I'm sure JT thought about it after the fact, like, yikes. But I don't know. How would y'all feel if y'all were in that situation? Do you feel it was ill intent on Nikki's part by bringing it up? Do you feel it was just innocent? Nothing to see here? I don't know. But I'm sure it's not the last we're going to hear about this. Guaranteed. We're going to hear about it again soon. The next interview JT do or the next thing Nikki do, it'll definitely come up again. And they'll be able to shed some light on how each were really feeling in the moments. But all I can say is yikes. I would have pleaded the fifth, especially if I know my shit wasn't worth reciting. Like, nah, y'all going to have to look that up. I ain't about to be reciting this on live. Y'all want to know what it said? Y'all going to have to look that up. That would have been my response. Like, but, yeah, that happened. Let me see. I think that's all I got for what's hot in these blogs. Let me double check. One time for the one time. Yeah, I think that's it. We're going to, let's, So how are we going to do what blows my, matter of fact, I'm going to skip what blows my for this week. Yeah, I'm going to skip what blows my for this week. If you're familiar with the show, you know that's a segment we do every week where we basically say what gets under our skin, what irks our nerves, what's that one thing people do that, like, gets under our skin. But I'm going to skip it this week, and we'll bring it back next week, along with the question of the day that we didn't do this week as well. But let me just check to see if we got any comments on our social media before we get up out of here. And let's see. Last call for alcohol, 646-716-8544. In the meantime, in between time, while I look this up, be sure to follow us on social media, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com is the email address. And our Instagram is @HollywoodandFriends. Follow me on social media @IAmHollywood, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you're on TikTok, it's IAmHollywoodNY. And follow our producer, Stacy, @HamptonBlueNetwork on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. So, yeah, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Thank you for tuning in. However you tuned in, iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, whatever it is, appreciate you. And we'll be back next week, 3 p.m. Eastern. Enjoy the rest of y'all Sunday, and we out. Deuces.
Show you off, take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the ice pool for dinner when you famished. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Senorita. I'll show you a un buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, sigo.
Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find this thing all around the world. No, it's a girl, you choose anything you want, but just want you be me. Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find this thing all around the world. No, it's a girl, you choose anything you want, but just want you be me.
Come on now, let me show you walk. Take off no matter the cost.
Take off.
Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival. Barbados, crop over you,
yeah.
Or Trinidad, Tobago too. We got island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rio, lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Hey. Island things, rum punch and mojito. Then watch the sunset from a gazebo.
She then, yeah, she know I'm creating a drama, though. African
fuck your pan to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
So what me want? True beauty and decide to find a thing all around the world. So what is that you choose anything you want, but that's why you be my guy. So what me want? True beauty and decide to find a thing all around the world. So what is that you choose anything you want, but that's why you be my guy.
Come on now, let me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey.